The former president of the Jamaica Agricultural Society calling on the government to refrain from using farmlands for any purpose other than agriculture. This is WAVS News.
Treat agricultural land the same way we treat things like the Duns River, a protected asset, like Emancipation Park, a protected asset, like the new park they're building in Portmore, a protected asset. Why not agricultural land? It should be treated. It's where the sustenance of the people will come from and for generations to come. There are dark days ahead because we won't be able to feed ourselves.
Lenroth Fulton tells RJR News, now more than ever, the government must rely on its powers and resources available to the country, with the realities of the world changing drastically due to the ongoing trade wars. A literary critic in Guyana is saying social media and other aspects of modern technology have eroded a lot of Guyana's intangible cultural heritage. Al Creighton told the opening of the workshop and the ratification of the 2003 Convention for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage that Guyana's masquerade, the Indian folklore character Balgobin, satirical tales, ring games and 40-hour Ramlila play, Caribbean storytelling, wake for the deceased, and the Hindu Digdutti pre-marital ritual are among several features of local culture that have virtually disappeared. He added that those aspects of Guyana's cultural heritage are facing what he calls major threats in recent times from technological alternative modes of entertainment, particularly the very powerful social media. In Antigua and Barbuda, meanwhile, the government there is being forced to implement a new set of protocols to ensure residents have the water supplies needed. This becomes necessary as the country's water supplies have dwindled to levels way below what was predicted would serve the country until the middle of this month.
So they have different conservation measures that household to household can adapt. There's some of them as simple as turning off the tap when you're brushing your teeth, turning off the tap if you're doing dishes and, you know, either plugging your sink or using a basin, short showers, utilizing a bucket, washing your household, as well as even the appliances that you can use in terms of there's some toilets that you generally use less water. So there are different things that we could do, including reusing our grey water water plant.
Anzinette Reynolds is spokesperson for the Antigua and Barbuda Public Utilities Authority. In Dominica, the Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries and Blue and Green Economy, in partnership with the Food and Agricultural Organization, is spearheading the creation of Dominica's inaugural ecosystem approach to fisheries management. The project, guided by marine specialist Dr. Camille David, seeks to improve the sustainable oversight of the nation's marine resources while harmonizing ecological well-being with the demands of the fishing and tourism industries. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.